just a few hours ago, maybe 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning, there was a big storm came through this neighborhood anyway. It was the noise that woke me up. Wind, just a torrential downpour. And then I sat up and looked out the window and I realized I was getting wet. So I closed the window. Did you experience that storm? Maybe it didn't hit your neighborhood, might have been local, but it was really a violent one and loud. Anyway, I closed the window and I went back to sleep, and I probably would not have thought of it again until I read this gospel. Lo and behold, Jesus says, the rains fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house. Well, we didn't have any floods here, and I live on the second floor, so. But certainly the rain fell and the winds blew and buffeted the house. Turns out that in the scriptures, there are a lot of storms. And Jesus himself speaks about storms pretty often. Just in Sunday's gospel, he spoke about the flood at the time of, in the days of Noah. He spoke about the downfall of Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember, fire came down from heaven and destroyed the cities. And he said, that's what it will be like in the day of the Son of Man. So he is very attentive to this phenomenon of storms. And you know this, cases in which the apostles are in the boat crossing the sea and a violent storm comes up. You know the story about Jesus walking on the water in the midst of the storm. And here in today's gospel, he again brings up this matter of storms, floods, rains. This is at the very end of the Sermon on the Mount, today's gospel. This is the end of chapter 7 from Matthew. And he says, well, it's not enough to simply say, Lord, Lord. And it's not enough simply to listen to these words. He just has given a very long Sermon on the Mount, 3 whole chapters. It's not enough simply to listen to the Sermon on the Mount. He says, we have to do the will of our Father in heaven. We have to put the words that we receive from the Lord into action. Well, what does this have to do with Advent? This is an Advent reading. Well, Advent, like it or not, is a time of preparation for a storm, for a major upheaval. I know it's also a time of preparation for Christmas, and we think of Christmas as a very beautiful, peaceful, joyful time. And it is that, yes. But we're also preparing for a time when it will not be peaceful and beautiful and joyful. We will face times of upheaval. We all will. In fact, everybody knows this. We shouldn't have to keep saying it, but even people with no faith at all know that eventually the sun will burn out, or there will be some kind of a climate disaster, and there will be famines, there will be earthquakes. Everyone knows that. My goodness, the pandemic took everybody by surprise, but it's not really a surprise because there have been plagues in every generation of human history. Maybe not worldwide plagues, but still, that's part of the journey through life. So everybody knows that there are times when we face storms, if not storms with the weather, natural disasters, storms in our personal life. People get sick, people die, people lose their jobs, things collapse, houses collapse, families fall apart. Just a couple months ago, I ended up in the hospital, as you know, and suddenly I was facing a heart condition I didn't even know I had. And as it turned out, I was cleared. But when I went to see the doctor afterwards, she said, oh yeah, you went in, you had your angiogram, you went out the next day. Another man who was admitted on that very same day had a heart attack, and he's still in the ICU. I don't know why she told me that, but I mean, that's the way it is. We don't know something very unpredictable about this. Now, I know there are plenty of voices that are raising the alarm about climate change, and perhaps that's a necessary thing. But those who say, if we change our ways, we won't have a disaster, are certainly wrong. Because even if everything changed, even if all sorts of changes were made to preserve the environment, there will still be storms. Maybe not as bad, but still, there's going to be people wiped out by floods, and there's going to be volcanoes and earthquakes, typhoons. So why is this part of Advent? Because the key to preparing for storms is to know that they're coming and build on something that does not get washed away. Build on solid rock. That's the lesson of these readings today. Build on rock, meaning build on the Lord. It even says this in the first reading. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. The Lord is the one who does not get wiped away or blown down in a storm. He's the master of storms. He's an eternal rock. He's the one who humbles those in high places, who brings down the lofty city. He's the one who entrusts to those who are faithful the lasting city, the heavenly Jerusalem. Now, Jesus in this gospel explains to us what it means to build on rock. The wise man who built his house on rock is an image of the one who listens to the word of God and acts on it. We're here now listening to the word. Good. But that's not enough. If we listen to the word and then do not act on it, then we are fools building a house on sand. Putting the word into practice is the challenge of Advent. In fact, it's the challenge of every day. It's not that big a challenge to listen to the word, although sometimes the word is disturbing to us. But it's not that hard to listen to the word. Just turn on your podcast or computer or your recording of somebody preaching or reading the Bible, and you can listen to it all day if you want to. But putting it into practice, that's where we have to exercise our will. We have to discipline our unruly nature. We have to put effort into putting things in order. You know the images that will come up later in this Advent season. Leveling the mountains, filling in the valleys. That's the Advent work. That's the work of preparing for the coming of the Lord, which is the same as preparing for a storm. Are we supposed to be afraid of the coming of the storm? No. But we are supposed to take the warning seriously. That's why Jesus keeps bringing up these things. The one who is built on solid rock, the one who trusts in the Lord, when the storm comes, he can shut the windows and go back to sleep. In a sense, he doesn't have to be terrified. It's the one who's built on sand, who's not only not ready for that day, but is also living in insecurity on this day. Fear of what is to come will overcome us if we're not built on rock. So this is the instruction for the day. Listen to the word, yes, but do more than that. Put it into practice. Change the way we live. Turn away from evil. Learn to do good. Strive every day to be faithful to the will of God, to practice the word of God. And that's the best Advent preparation we can do.